This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. A very deep fire has hampered rescue efforts at a collapsed oceanfront condominium tower near Miami, Florida. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Levine Cava says firefighters are using every tool they have.
Infrared technology. We're using foam. We're using water. And all the tactics that we can to contain the fire and minimize the smoke spread.
And while the search and rescue operation continues, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis did not have good news for people waiting to hear about their loved ones.
Wake up in the morning hoping that more and more people were pulled out and, you know, that just news hasn't been what we had hoped.
159 people remain unaccounted for since Thursday's collapse, which has killed at least four. I'm Shelley Adler.
Britain's health minister Matt Hancock quit on Saturday after he was caught breaking COVID-19 rules by kissing and embracing an aide in his office, enraging colleagues and the public who have been living under lockdown. The 42-year-old Hancock said he resigned after the Sun newspaper published photos Friday of the married minister embracing a woman whom he had appointed to a taxpayer-funded role to scrutinize the performance of his department.
I understand the enormous sacrifices that everybody in this country has made, that you have made, and those of us who make these rules have got to stick by them, and that's why I've got to resign.
Britain was meant to have lifted all restrictions June 21st, but a rise in cases due to the emergence of the Delta variant first identified in India has pushed back those plans by at least 4 weeks. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News. Sydney and surrounding areas have entered a hard 2-week coronavirus lockdown as authorities struggle to control a fast-spreading outbreak of the highly infectious Delta variant. Reuters' Maha Albadrawi reports.
Authorities say the city and surrounding areas have about 80 confirmed cases of the Delta variant of the virus, and it's spreading rapidly. The country also remains largely unvaccinated. Parts of Sydney, Australia's biggest city, were already under lockdown due to the outbreak. Gladys Berejiklian is the Premier of New South Wales.
If we're going to do this, we need to do it properly. There's no point doing a 3-day lockdown and then having the virus continue to bubble away in the community.
Under the rules in place for July 9th, people can leave home only for essential work, medical care, education, or shopping like groceries. The government says 28% of people aged 16 or older have received their first COVID-19 vaccine shot.
That's Maha Albadrawi. 5 people died after a hot air balloon they were riding in hit power lines in New Mexico's largest city, and the gondola crashed to the ground. We get more from AP's Julie Walker.
The crash happened on Albuquerque's west side around 7 in the morning. The FAA says the gondola, which is the basket of the balloon, fell about 100 feet, crashing in the median of a busy street, catching on fire. The balloon floated away, eventually landing on the roof of a home. 2 men, including the pilot, and 2 women died, according to police spokesman Gilbert Gallegos.
We know from experience here in Albuquerque that sometimes winds kick up or, you know, things happen that make it difficult for balloons to navigate. We're not sure the cause of this at this point. Obviously, the FAA will look into this and determine what the cause was.
The crash also knocked power out to thousands. I'm Julie Walker.
The suspect in a knife attack in southern Germany that left 3 women dead was ordered kept in custody Saturday on suspicion of murder, while authorities puzzled over a possible motive, examining his mental health and seeking to determine whether he was radicalized. On Saturday, the man appeared before a judge who ordered him held in jail pending a possible indictment on suspicion of 3 counts of murder, 6 of attempted murder, and another of bodily harm. Officials said he did not have a criminal record, but there were 2 incidents earlier this year that resulted in him being sent briefly to a psychiatric hospital. Authorities also were looking at the possibility of the man having been radicalized as an Islamic extremist. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.